This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Guys, I gotta admit, I'm paranoid. I'm probably the most paranoid person you're ever gonna meet in radio, at least here. Not the most paranoid person you're ever gonna meet. I don't know who you run into in your personal lives, but if you ever run into me, I'm gonna be one of the most paranoid people you ever meet. What?
Anthony wanted to power rank earlier, but now we're just gonna do it while we're here. Most paranoid people in the building.
In the building?
Yeah, let's go.
Am I doing it or is he doing it?
You're doing it. You brought it up. Oh. You're doing it.
Paranoid, number one, me. Number two, I would say Mitch.
Hey, that's good.
How you like that one?
It's 50% a swerve. 50% paranoid right
yeah.
now.
And then the third one I would say is, I would say Keith. I think other people might have some self-esteem issues that they got to work out. But, yeah, I'm definitely the most paranoid.
You say Keith because...
He's a boss.
Well, not only that, but now he's got some weird conspiracy theory that was supposedly Ohio State's going to have their national championship vacated last year.
You know what? And that all night.
That was on another team, but they were getting information from... Boy, it just rolls off the tongue like the Connor Stallions cheating saga.
I got to tell you, I'm entertained by... I don't consume a lot of it, I gotta admit. The snippets I do see, the pizza reviews and stuff, I find to be entertaining. I like several of the guys over there. When he came out on Big Noon Kickoff, Dave Portnoy, I was like, oh, it's like Jim Cornette.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But then it like continued, and it's going to continue, and I'm going, well, you can't do it every week, can you? Maybe you can. But it's like, well, there's other games that got to be played too. Like you can be mean spirited to others. Is it just going to always be Ohio State and Michigan stuff?
And that would get really old.
This weird thing of making up like a vacated championship or something like that ain't going to compute either.
Yeah, it seems like all right. You've got this thing where you're going to come out and you're going to be a big heel to one fan base in particular, but. Like, why do Iowa fans care
they
about
don't.
That in
they
week
don't.
Four?
Penn State fans don't care
yeah,
either.
Yeah, they're just not going to watch.
Like, you do have other... Like, Ohio State's the biggest fan base, and Michigan's one of the biggest fan bases.
Sure.
But Penn State's a massive fan base, and so is a lot of other schools in the Big Ten, and I just don't know if every week that's going to work. So
yeah.
It's like, well,
how
you can't
about
just...
USC?
Yeah, you can't just pound that one thing into the ground. You're right about
Washington.
That.
Washington.
You can't just do that every single week. And so when I first saw it, it's like, oh, this is going to be fun.
And it was fun.
And
it was fun.
But then, like, this week, we're just still doing the same old thing. And I'm going, well, you got to, come on, we got to grow from this. You're going to have to break something down here. It can't all just be Michigan, Ohio State. You can do that leading up to the game, but there's a whole schedule in between that
for both
these teams.
And, like, every week, will it be a new championship that doesn't count that he's going to talk about?
That's just how I feel
about
it.
Is that going to go over well with the Big Ten?
I'm still entertained, but it's that might get over old pretty quick. But My goal, this is where I'm going to get hammered for it. My goal for this season is, I'm going to get killed. Here we go. My goal for this season is I want to win enough for everybody to keep their jobs. I don't like looking for new people. And I already have people who heard the Catherine Hickman audio and they're like, you're an idiot. Don't stop saying that. My issue, guys, is this. Everywhere we go outside of Cleveland, and I don't know if it's like the, it could very well be the rest of the NFL's joke on us and we don't know it. I see another one of these guys, these football guys, and they hold Andrew Berry in the highest regard. The highest regard. And they look at Kevin Stefanski, and the word guru gets thrown around. And I think a lot of Browns fans are going, uh-oh, really? Like, I got, there's lists that put Andrew Berry in the top 10 in general managers in the NFL, and I'm going, I don't know if that one's going to work out for you. I think that maybe we just have our darlings, and we've decided to keep our darlings here in the media. And that may very well be true to all you guys. So I am very paranoid that the moment we let go of these guys, they latch on in other places and they end up doing well. To which I brought up to Lima yesterday on the phone, even though in the first segment it sounds like we hate each other. I brought up to Lima on the phone yesterday and he goes, well, you know, if you get there, that, he's like, that's going to take, especially for a guy like Berry, you told me that's going to take years because you can go out and take the first overall pick next year, get yourself a good quarterback, and then you're laughing by the end of all that. And I go, yeah, but still, we might not get it right. And then I got another Baker Mayfield situation on my hands where everybody and their brother wants to throw him in my face for think I will start talking about baseball and I'll get Baker Mayfield stuff. Like it's nonstop. And it's hard. I tell you what, it gets to the point where it's hard not to root against him. Like I try not to root against him because while I think that he shared some of it, I'm trying to move on and get us out of this quagmire that we're in. But damn, man. Every single second you look around your shoulder, there's somebody with a Baker Mayfield thought on you. And I'm just starting to get rid of this whole Browns fired Belichick, Browns fired Belichick. It helps that he lost 48-14 the other night. But it helps that we got rid of the whole Browns fired Belichick thing because I always say Baltimore fired Belichick. And you always tell me that that's still like a little thought, but everybody still thinks the Browns fired Belichick. And I'm going, well, I'll take it to my grave that we didn't fire Bill Belichick for crying out loud. And I just don't want that to happen again. Because everybody outside of Cleveland keeps telling me that these guys are fantastic and that we'd be total fools to let these guys go. So I look at good organizations that are telling me that these guys are right, and I'm wondering if I'm just putting on clown makeup in the mirror. I'll ask you guys that. Dead serious. Because, guys, we're at a major crossroads here that we need to discuss. I have an owner who's going to college football games before the season even starts. So his head is definitely thinking a bit about 2026 already. So he's got to figure out whether or not he's going to keep these people or he's not going to keep these people. And I got everybody and their brother telling him and telling me and telling everybody else that this guy, these guys are the good ones and that you're fools to let these guys go. So then I get to going, well, you only won 3 games last year. If you only win 5 games this year, you're gone. My goal is to win as many games as it would be to probably keep everybody employed. And it comes out of my mouth and I go, is that the right thing to do? Because do I trust at the end? Because when you hear that audio from Catherine Hickman, I can't say I do. Do you trust at the end that they'll make the right decision to draft the quarterback to get us out of this mess that we've been in?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
In here for the last umpteen years, and now we can just blame right on ourselves. Like that whole Johnny stuff yesterday, I could just say, well, he's an idiot and a goofball and did a lot of drugs and all the other things, and he just washed himself out of the league and he continues to be in denial. Okay, but Baker Mayfield's right there, and I keep getting the reminders about Baker Mayfield, and I got people taking the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to go to the Super Bowl this year, and that knocking is just going to get louder and louder and louder and louder, and I'm just going to go nuts. I can't make that decision. We can't make those mistakes again. So it's important, vitally important. And my goal is I want to win enough games because I don't want to do coaching searches and I don't want to do general manager searches and I don't want to have to start this whole mess all over again. But I don't have faith that they're going to win enough games to quiet criticism.
And obviously, ironically, the more games they win, the harder it is to get the best quarterback in next year's draft or the guy that you think could be the best quarterback in next year's draft. That's what makes it really hard.
Does anybody agree with me? I just want what I think is best for the organization, but for the first time in years, I'm afraid to open a door. I got three doors in front of me, and I'm afraid
to
open the first time in years.
Let me sum this up.
I can't tell you the last time I felt this way. I don't think I've ever felt this way. If I got three doors in front of me, Tone, I'm afraid to open up any of them.
So you're saying that because Kevin Stefanski's clearly the best coach they have had since... I actually liked Butch Davis, but, you know, whatever.
Well, No. Butch Davis went to the playoffs.
Yeah.
He and Butch Davis are the only hires they've made that has actually proven that they've been better. Mm-hmm. In 25 years, they fired so many coaches, and it just seemed to be either the same or worse. They are the only two where it's proven that they've been better.
And then GM-wise, I'll make the argument that I like John Dorsey's draft. He only had, what, two drafts. I liked his drafts better, but Andrew Berry is the best in terms of, you know, God, I don't want to say systems because then I'm going to sound exactly like what we just made fun of.
You're stuck in the same spot I am.
No,
so you got to walk through a door, brother.
But Andrew Berry is, where is he? Like, we know pecking order. Kevin Stefanski is anywhere from, I've, you know, what, 8 to 14 in terms of head coaches in the NFL.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, do you have a better set of numbers?
I mean, yeah, right around there.
Okay. He's won two coach of the years, too. So in those years, he was a top five coach. But anywhere in that stretch, Stefanski, I mean, Barry, I don't know. I don't know where to put him in terms of GMs. I don't know. But you're talking about keeping this intact. I want to make sure everybody understands what you're arguing here is that you're worried. What's behind?
I'm afraid we're going to let go of good people and we're going to hire worse.
Yes.
Is what I'm afraid of. Because it seems that this is reaching an untenable position of six years. We've made every excuse we possibly can. But I also know that it's like, how can I call it a put up or shut up here? I don't think they're going to win many games.
You're positive that they're good people.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
But that doesn't matter. If you, like me and Hugh Jackson didn't get along. I don't think Hugh Jackson's a good guy.
No, I'm not talking about morally or ethically. Oh. I'm talking about you say I don't want to let go of good people.
Oh, yeah.
You're positive that they are a good NFL head coach and a good GM.
Oh, no, I'm not positive of that. I can't say I'm not positive.
So are you wanting them to keep their jobs because you like them as people or because they do what is necessary for the organization to be a winner?
I'm afraid of letting them go because I don't want to have – in 10 years, like we hire two new guys and they're even worse. And then we get in the wrong quarterback and he sucks. And this whole thing is just an even worse mess. I can't do it. We can't do it anymore. We can't do it. The guys who used to call me up at night who were 60 years old and called me just a pup and that I was naive and I didn't know any better. Guys, I'm getting closer to that. So now I'm starting to really think about the mortality of a fan base here where it's like, we can't continue to do this. Like somebody has to write this. 40-year-old quarterbacks with two pups in the third round and fifth round can only be done so many times. It can only be done so many times. I can't continue to do this. Something in me is going to snap. I'm going to become like the media brethren that I've made fun of here over the last 14 years, and I'm terrified of it. I'm terrified of being dramatically cynical every single year to this team where I don't even see any positives in it. We can't continue to do this. And so if we get to a point where you let go of Andrew Berry and you let go of Kevin Stefanski, and then Kevin Stefanski ends up taking over a football team and they do good things, or Andrew Berry takes over a football team and they do good things, and I got Baker Mayfield doing good things continuously, I'm just going to pull my lip up over my face and walk out into the lake. I can't continue to do this as a fan. I can't continue to do it as a host. I mean, it to the point where it's like, I'll go be an AD somewhere and go be happy. I'm serious, man. I'm at a major emotional crossroads here because I can't continue to weigh on this with the fan base, with all the changes that are coming. I can't do it any longer. And so I don't want them to be let go because of my paranoia of what they could be letting go. I think Jimmy Haslam may feel the same way.
And all that, even though it's been 6 years.
Yes. I think Jimmy Haslam may feel the exact same way, because how can I say it's a put up or shut up year? I got Joe Flacco starting the season. He's 9-19 as a starter in his last how many games? You brought that up yesterday. I got the guys behind him. It's not like I have number one overall sitting behind him. I got number 94 overall, whatever it is, sitting behind him. And then after him, I got 144. And 144 has a massive fan base. But do any of us think that that's going to change where we are with the quarterback next year? No. So I'm putting them to a standard of, well, you better go out and win. You ain't got a full deck. You don't have a full deck. So it's like, how many wins do they got to get? Does 6 wins keep them? Can I make an argument for six wins and keeping everybody?
I think Stefanski gets fired with 6 wins, but I most people I've heard think what you think, that would be enough to bring him back.
216-474-0092. Talk me out of that idea if you feel it. If you agree, please. But if you feel like, hey, Ken, You're losing it. You're being a little bit paranoid here. Don't trust what the rest of the NFL says about these guys. Please let me know. Because I'm telling you, 14 years we've been on the air here. 14. And this is the first time I've looked at what direction I think this team could go. I don't know what direction they could go. I have no idea.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.